Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 7. The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. My dear brothers and sisters, integrity is pivotal and important in a Christian's life. And this particular character is what pleases God the most. I have a friend who teaches and specializes only on integrity, and he preaches and teaches the word on integrity. And he's a good friend of mine, but at the same time he said that, Sam, if integrity is lost in a man, everything is lost. So let me encourage you with six important ingredients which are always found in lasting success. Number one is information. If you don't stay informed, you will be left behind. Number two is intuition. This is sometimes referred to as to know in your knower, right? Third is initiative. This is when you are willing to step out in faith and act on what you know intuitively. Fourth, intentionality. This is when you are willing to set specific goals and timelines for reaching them. Fifthly, intensity. This calls for more than starting power, it requires staying power. And sixth is integrity. This is the glue that holds the previous five things together. And it is rooted in that private life you develop alone with God. Now remember, we often hear architects, engineers, and builders say, this building has structural integrity. What do they mean by that? That the public beauty of a tall skyscraper relies on its private, unseen foundation that is dug deep into the earth and solidly constructed. It is that hidden life of a building that brings structural integrity. Likewise, it is the hidden life of a fruit tree, the unseen root system that digs deep into the earth, that produces those juicy, beautiful and delectable fruits. And so it is with you. Integrity must be rooted in your private life. Don't wait until you are thrust into the public arena before paying attention to your integrity. For then you will have waited until it's too late. Your talent may bring you success, but it takes character to protect and maintain your success. The truth is that when your integrity is rooted in your private world, it's reflected in your personal world, your professional world, and your public world. So, I encourage you, work on your integrity and treasure it and preserve it and protect it with all that you have. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you, Lord. Abba Father, once again we pray that, Lord, you will, Lord, impart your character in us and help us to develop that character of integrity and honesty, completeness in the name of Jesus, incorruptibility. Lord God Almighty, that Father, wherever we will be, we will surely be the light, the voice, and the salt of the earth. Lord God Almighty, I pray that we'll never, oh Father God, be, Lord, in a place and a position that we will allow you to shed a tear over our lives. I pray that you'll give us the grace to bring you pride, O Father, to make you proud of ourselves. And I pray that, Lord, you will be alone exalted. Father God, I thank you and I bless you. This morning, O Father, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your righteous hand. You will keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them in every area of their lives. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles, to the feet of the soles, O Master, in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord, you will bless them and honor them because they are yours, O Father God, with health, with strength, with vigor, with vitality and longevity, because every good thing comes forth from you. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, the glory, the power, and the authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.